This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Back with you on 590 The Fan, waiting the storm out. This happened every time Greg Warren, local comedian, would come by. It would be a Friday, and he'd be promoting shows, and we'd be like, well, it's going to snow all week. He's like, no, it's not. It's not going to snow. The good news is for our next guest, his shows are next weekend at Helium Comedy Club. Jim Brewer coming to town next weekend. We'll preview that. And luckily, Jim, you're missing the storm this weekend, but as an East Coast guy, you probably laugh when we say we're going to get 1 to 2 inches of snow, and we're shutting this city down.
And what's up with that? I was in Salt Lake City, which I would assume gets tons of snow, and they had 4 inches, and you would have thought the tundra and the ice age came. Was, oh, this is the worst storm in 14 years. It's 4 inches. What's the? We're used to it in the East Coast. I would have. I thought you don't get snow like that.
Well, we do, but something's happened in the last 10, and I don't know if it's because of insurance and lawsuits and school superintendents get nervous. Everybody just goes home and nobody can sit outside. And I think it's more of a generational thing even than a Midwest or a St. Louis thing. But this year we've had a lot more snow than normal, and everybody shuts it down, and the local businesses hate it. So you're in luck. You're next weekend, Helium Comedy Club, playing all weekend long, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Folks know Jim Brewer. He's got the podcast. He was on SNL back in the day. How many days of the year are you on the road doing comedy?
Well, this year I'm a lot. I'm actually touring with the band Metallica going up before them. So that was 35 cities, and it's my own. I'm probably, by the time the year is over, hit about 100 by myself. This is when I play Helium, it's a theatrical one-man show that I'm working on. So there's a lot of stories that are very family relatable and heavy and thought-provoking, but all really funny. I find the funny in mortality and life and parenthood and stuff like that. I don't touch politics. I don't touch news. It was never my style. So I'm gonna be pouncing the road a lot this year. But I love it. This is what I'm born to do. I love every second of it.
All right, Jim, you can't say I was out on the road with Metallica without me going, whoa, whoa, whoa. All right, let's back this up a little bit. How did that happen? Because there's always, hey, who's the opening band? Let's get in there. And they're like, oh, that's the guy that played. And it's a guy with a guitar who thinks he's the next Eddie Van Halen or something. And they're like, no, wait, we've got comedy mixed in here.
Yeah, they reached out to me this time last year. So we're going on a nationwide tour. And we would love to have you be part of it. All right. Well, what are you thinking exactly? And the way Metallica tours, their stage is in the middle. It's in the round in the middle, which is already a comic's nightmare. Because 80% of the audience is always behind your back, and you have to prowl the stage. So after going back and forth with ideas, Lars Ulrich, the drummer, basically set it straight. He went, look, at this stage in our career, nobody comes to see the bands. He goes, no matter what band we put out there, no one wants to see them. It's a bummer for the band. It's a bummer for us. So we'd rather do something for our fans. You know our fans. You're a big fan. Create a show that keeps them going until we come out. And I said, oh my God, it's Give me a couple days. I think I can. Can I bring people? He said, yeah, bring people. So I got a DJ. We do metal sing-alongs. We do game shows on stage. Very crowd interactive. I do comedy bits. I go up there about a half hour or so, and it's been probably the best thing I've ever done my whole life. I have one more leg with them that we start in about 2 more weeks. This will be the final leg. I start in September. And we end, I think, the first or second week in March.
I would think there's a lot of material there, too. I mean, and the audience, from all your years in comedy, and now you're in front of a rock concert crowd, that's got to be slightly eye-opening in terms of the differences.
Well, it's huge, because here's the difference. I'm walking into an arena where nobody wants to see anybody but Metallica. This is not a Sting audience where they're sitting down, they're all jazzed up, and they're wearing their khakis and their nice button-up shirt. This is, they've been there since the beginning. They know what Metallica is. It's hard rock. It's thrash. And so when I walk out there, it's literally like defusing a bomb. I, at any second, it can veer in the wrong direction, and that boat's going to sink. So the confidence and the stories that I'm getting from this tour, to bring that into a helium comedy club, that place isn't going to survive. I'm telling you right now.
I would think, too, the image we had, we're about the same age, growing up, what the rock band lifestyle was, and I guess Keith Richards is the only one maintaining it, but we had this visual in our head, you know, Sammy Hagar's got the tequilas pouring over everybody's face, and now these guys have been doing it so long, you probably go backstage, Metallica, and there's somebody drinking a protein shake, and that guy's got a sparkling water. I would think that image you had as a kid has been totally blown away.
Let me tell you exactly how it goes. First of all, it's like traveling with the president. When they show up, it is lockdown. They come in four different cars. They just came off their jet from wherever they came from. And when you go backstage, it literally, you see signs that say, Lars Ulrich's workout room, Kirk Hammett's yoga room, meditation room. It's just what you said. It's literally, they got a physical therapist to constantly stretch them and massage certain muscles and stuff. It is nothing like back. It is pure hard rock metal machine. But it is kind of funny to go back there. There's no booze in. There's no pot smell everywhere. There's no groupies walking around. None of that exists. Just physical therapist, workout rooms, and yoga rooms. That's what you get backstage at Metallica.
Comedian Jim Brewer going to be in town next weekend at Helium Comedy Club. That's over there at the Galleria. It's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Two shows Friday, Saturday, 7:30 and 10 o'clock, and then a 7 o'clock show on Sunday night as well. Jim, one of the top 100 greatest stand-ups of all time, Comedy Central, many times on Howard Stern. And I'm always curious when you go in there and you become friendly and you get comfortable. But I would think the first time you're in there, even though you know your stuff, you can be funny, that's got to be intimidating. Because Howard doesn't seem like he's not impressed with anybody, at least not at the first blush.
No, he's not impressed. He's seen everyone. And I honestly put Howard Stern up there with someone like a Lorne Michaels, meaning these two icons and geniuses of our time have seen so many entertainers, so many rises and fall. Howard is absolutely brilliant. What I've always loved about Howard is he always senses the BS and who you really are. And I got to say, when I go on there, I feel like I'm really just hanging out with my friends. And the fact that he always is positive towards me and just encourages me. And when I make him laugh, I have to honestly say, when I make him and Robin laugh, I don't think there's a better feel in the world, because I know he's seen everybody. Just like Lorne Michaels, when I made him laugh at a table read, I know that it's better than 20,000 people laughing their rear ends off me. That's a hard task. I love being on there.
And I think he's the equivalent now for comedians. It used to be Carson. You know, if you got on Johnny Carson and you made he let you sit down, that made your career. But now if you're a comedian and you get a little free form with Howard, now the whole country's like, oh, this guy's good, and he might be coming to my town. In terms of PR, I think that's the equivalent of Carson.
Hands down, without a doubt. I cannot tell you how many shows I go to, and I never knew what his true following was. And I would go to shows, and the amount of people that come up to me and go, I love you on Howard. Oh, my gosh, when you talk about your father on Howard. Oh, my gosh, Howard loves you. I love you. I'm really taken back by the amount of people that come see me. And I can honestly say Howard Stern, amongst many other things for me, is a major contributor for people to come out and see me.
Jim Brewer with us. And, of course, you mentioned Lorne Michaels, those days with Saturday Night Live. How did that come about? And that also, that period there, people remember 95, 98. We're talking about Will Ferrell and Norm Macdonald, David Spade. I mean, that's a hell of a list of people that you were a part of.
It was a great time being there. It was extremely competitive. When I got it, I didn't have time to celebrate it. I was the last guy to be hired. I think I auditioned three or four times. I had two different meetings. They came to see me at a comedy club twice. And I was hired about a week or 10 days before the first show aired. So I really, everyone else was already in place. Will Ferrell was in place and Sherry O'Terry and that whole, they were already in place. I was shot out of a cannon. And so I didn't really, it's amazing. Some of social media the last couple of weeks had been putting out little sketches that I've done. And people come up to me and go, oh my gosh, that sketch you did, that was the funniest thing. And I get to enjoy it a lot more now from 20 years removed and how much it affected people and Go Boy and Joe Pesci and stuff like that. I enjoy it more now than the time that I was there. And then the time there, you're just trying to survive. That's all you're doing. Please don't let me get fired. That's all that's on your mind, 24/7.
Well, and Jim, we want you to have a great time in St. Louis, but don't wear any of your Mets gear. And, you know, that rivalry in the 80s still burns, and not for everybody, but it still burns a little bit here in this town. And it's got to be you have to have a certain, in New York, isn't that a badge of honor? Like, it's so easy to be a Yankee fan. Like, how easy would it be growing up? Oh, I like the Yankees. Okay, they win every year. But the Mets, you have a little bit more of a tortured history with some occasional winning.
Yeah. And matter of fact, St. Louis holds one of those tortures. I was there 2006, Beltran striking out with the bases loaded. Probably one of the greatest pitchers in the history of baseball, just knuckling his knees. I'll never forget that. And in respect to the Cardinals, they've always been one of the class act competitors in all of baseball. That is the one team. And now that you got Goldschmidt, I think that is a very frightening team. I think he just upped the ante to a whole new level. And you already had a good team, but bringing Goldschmidt there, oh my God! I think the Cardinals are right there with the Cubs, if not just surpass them. So it's gonna be exciting watching the Cardinals this year. And I gotta say, I was there 2 years ago. I don't know who programs the music at Busch Stadium, but I want to hang out with that guy because it was all my music. It was AC/DC and Ozzy. Like, who is this guy playing this heavy metal? I'm coming to all the Cardinals games.
Yeah, we're more retro than progressive. That fits us quite. Hey, Helium, people can get those tickets at 727-1260, 314-727-1260, or on the web, st-lewis. HeliumComedy.com. Jim Brewer is going to be there next weekend. Two shows, Friday and Saturday, another show on Sunday. He's also got the website, jimbrewer.com, B-R-E-U-E-R. For those who don't know, you can go on the web and check out his podcast and all things Jim Brewer at jimbrewer.com. My last question, because we talked about the SNL era, and anytime somebody I talk to that's worked with Norm Macdonald, I've had him in studio probably two or three times. He's always the same, and I've just wondered, does he ever break character? Because he would just sit down, headphones. And that would be about 20 minutes. Like, bottle of water. And I'm like,
Jay Lewis. Blues. That's what I'm talking about. Blues. No, he's like that all the freaking time.
That's what I wonder, because if you're friends with him, like, hey, can I borrow your car? No. Yeah, car, yeah, keys.
Yeah, you want to borrow it, eh? Yeah. Like you wanna get in it and use it. Like when I'm not there, you wanna borrow. Is that what you wanna do? Yes. Wait, is this a bit? Or are we talking? What are we? Every time I ever came across Norm, I can't figure out if I'm in a bit or we're actually talking. But yeah, no. Norm is an icon, man. But yeah, he's definitely that guy. He is what you get.
Well, I feel vindicated then, because then after the interviews were over, he'd get up to leave, and I'm like, hey, thanks for coming in. He said, yeah, coming in. And I'm like, what? Is it still going? I thought we were done, and it never ends.
It never ends. Hey, elevator. Yeah, I'm going to go in here and just, you know, go down the lobby. And it was good talking to you, I guess. Okay. Yeah, it was good. Yeah, no, he's nuts. He's certified nuts.
Hey, Jim, we enjoyed the visit. Have fun in St. Louis next weekend.
I can't wait. Get people out there. I'm going to hurt you guys. You have no clue. I'm going to pounce those audience.
Oh,
have a good one.
Hurt you guys. All right, Jim Brewer next weekend at Helium Comedy Club. How many comedians have been on the road opening for Metallica?
How about that?
That's got to be a weird call when they say, we got an idea. Oh, yeah, I'll take some tickets. Yeah, backstage. Oh, you heard me on Stern? Sure. No. We want you to open up for us. That's got to be just a totally weird deal. And then the Metallica people walking in. Again, rock crowds now are older, but you probably still have some people that are a little stoned out of their mind and are just like, who's this guy? All right, man.
It was funny how when Jim said, you don't really smell weed anymore backstage, I'm like, it's probably more of a smell in this studio.
In the studio.
Than there is backstage of a Metallica concert.
Let me tell you, when it's really good marijuana, it does have that nice aroma. It's almost kind of like
like an air freshener.
A very strong cologne that most people don't understand what the smell is.
Hey, what are you wearing? Is that THC? Yeah.
Great name for it.
The bio for Jim Brewer says, came to national attention during his seasons on Saturday Night Live. And he's one of those guys, if you're listening, like Jim, if you look up his picture, oh, yeah, I've seen that guy. But in the bio, it says, don't call him Goat Boy, one of his characters on SNL, or ask him to do the Joe Pesci imitation. Those things are eons ago. That's what it says in the bio. So as I'm scanning through this earlier, I'm like, hey, you were... Oh, okay. Well, hey, you did that Joe Pet. Okay.
Well, you know what's great about that? This is probably written by a radio producer a few years prior who had him on the show and tried to discuss those topics, got the answer, and decided, well, I'm going to save a lot of people in the future from asking him this. I'm just going to edit that Wikipedia page.
The worst example of that is Jimmy Walker. And you guys don't even know who that is.
No, Dynamite, right? Yeah.
So Jimmy Walker was on the popular show Good Times, which Letterman was a writer on Good Times. And once a year, he would have Jimmy Walker on his late night show. And most of America was like, who's this, Jimmy? But Letterman always wanted to throw him a bone. But he was in studio. It was probably with Tim and Jim. And the handler, I think locally, I don't think he had a national handler, but from the local comedy club, walks in ahead of time and said, yeah, don't bring up Good Times or that whole Dynamite.
Don't bring up why he's famous.
And I was like, oh, well, what else is there? I'm like, what did I miss? And they said, he just hates, I'm sure, the Fonz. When Henry Winkler was going around 30 years ago, everybody's like, you know, doing the whole Fonz thing. It gets old, but if you're out working it, it's not like I'm going up to you to the grocery store, hey, do that Dynamite thing. You're out pimping it. You got to give me something.
Yeah, if I'm getting residual for something I did, stupid or not, I'm more than happy to talk about it and cash those checks.
Didn't Alfonso Ribeiro kind of hate the Carlton for a while, too, the dance? I think that's making a bit of a comeback, but I remember reading that he got bothered when people asked him, hey, do the dance.
But if you've seen him in shows or movies outside of that, he's awful. So the Carlton thing is probably the most memorable.
Should have embraced that. I do feel better knowing that Norm Macdonald is just a straight-up weirdo. Not surprising, but when he's around you, you're thinking, oh, this is kind of a bit. And as soon as he's done, he'll be like, hey, guys, thanks so much. That was a lot of fun. I got to go. I got another radio show to do. No, he wouldn't stop. Yeah, microphones, talking. And, oh, okay, this is who you are.
I'm telling you, if you... The weirdest book I've ever read is Norm's memoirs, based on a true story.
Page one, yeah.
It is just the strangest book because he kind of prefaced it as saying that it's almost a lie or it's made up or it's like, you know, it's based on a true story. And when they say that in a movie, it's pretty much not true. So here's my life based on a true story. It is the strangest book I have ever read.
Can we play the gratuitous Norm Macdonald at the ESPYs? Because I think at this point, we're required to. Hollywood Casino title sponsor here for the Press Box. The listener line brought to you by Maryville University, maryville.edu. And, of course, Bomarito brings you the content on this show. Coming up at 12, we'll check in with Frank. He's down at Cardinals training camp, spring training, whatever you want to call it. Guys are playing catch. And then apparently today Ozuna hit a ball far. Yesterday Goldschmidt hit a ball far, okay?
The storylines, and I get it. Like, you have to have content, and I understand that. But it is funny to see the headlines about a spring training home run.
No, but I know that we mock, and like a big
people
thing,
like it.
A bit popular thing on Twitter is to make fun of, like, because every person down there, Charlie, Frank, Derek Gould, anyone, they have their phone out and they're recording BP or they're recording pitchers throwing the catchers and posting on Twitter. You know, I will say on a morning like today, it was 20 degrees out, they're forecasting snow 1 to 3 inches. It is kind of nice just watching a video and hearing bat hit ball or ball hit mitt. It's just nice. It's comforting knowing that's around the corner.
I may have gotten a text from somebody that works for the Blues last night saying, you and Charlie, stop it. You're filling up my timeline with video of guys swinging a bat.
But
just
it's
stop
nice.
It.
You haven't heard that since October. Since then, it's been single digits and snow. This is a reminder that spring
yeah.
is coming.
If you don't like it, ignore it. Although I hate fills up my timeline guy, which I think I was guilty of. But the powers that be, the two Fox, hey, Charlie, you got to put out video. Hey, Martin, you got to help support. Okay, yeah, there it is. The best part, Charlie said, if you go down now after it's posted, is when you can see people chiming in. Like, he needs to choke up a little or his hips are like, oh, okay, coach, thanks. That's what we should be reading
he's
on there.
He's got to rotate those hips a little bit more in the follow through. Okay,
yes.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks, coach.
I do have the gratuitous SB.
Can't hear this
sound.
Enough.
And there's Charles Woodson. How about that? And what a season he had. Great, man. He became the first defensive player to win the Heisman Trophy. And congratulations, Charles. That is something that no one can ever take away from you. Unless you kill your wife and a waiter, in which case... all bets are off.
Never welcome back after that.
The best part is all bets are off. At that point.
At one point during that monologue, they shoot over to Ken Griffey Jr. And he's... So then the joke was Michael Jordan's retiring from basketball for the second time. You know who's really happy? Golf Hustlers. And I think they shot to Ken Griffey Jr. And he's like shaking his head.
Well, because you don't want to be seen laugh. You want to laugh, but you don't want to get caught. And if you... We'll listen to that again because it's so good. But the audience, they all laugh because it's funny. And then you can kind of the laugh dialed like, back ooh. In like, oh, did I just laugh at a murder joke? Because that's horrible. That's not funny. People's lives were taken. You can sense them kind of pulling back the laugh.
Woodson, how about that? And what a season he had. Great, man. He became the first defensive player to win the Heisman Trophy. And congratulations, Charles. That is something that no one can ever take away from you. Unless you kill your wife and a waiter, in which case...
You could feel it. Did I just laugh at that?
Oh, two people were
God bless
killed.
Norm MacDonald, who was fired from SNL because of making an OJ joke.
Yes.
Don Olmeyer, I think, was friends with OJ. Friends with OJ and higher up at NBC and SNL and got fired for a joke. All right, quick break here. A little later, the folks from Johnny Max are coming by. We'll talk about their great run in St. Louis and our text topic, which we did read. I think we read about 10 or so.
Yes.
For the record, we did in the 10 o'clock hour. Name the everybody named food, by the way. We haven't had anybody suggest a place, a business that they miss. 855-282-8255. Iconic St. Louis institutions that have gone away that you still miss to this day. We'll read some texts. We'll talk to the folks at Johnny Max. And a reminder what's going on this weekend at Hollywood Casino.